Welcome to my Blog Talk Radio show, Love Your Music. I'm your host, Margot Joy Denader. I'm a coach, singer, songwriter, artist, and the author of the book, The Art of Living a Life You Love. My guest for today's show is my inspiring friend, Deborah Oakland. Deborah is the author of a beautiful book titled Change Your Movie, Change Your Life, and she is also the founder of Living in Courage Online, a spiritual oasis for overcoming life's biggest challenges. Tune in for a conversation about how curiosity, creativity, and courage can help you love your life. Welcome, Deborah.
Hi, Margot. Thank you for having me on the show again. I always love our conversations, and this topic is one close to my heart, especially courage. So let's talk.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've told you before that I keep hearing these seven C's, you know, the connection, communication, curiosity, creativity, collaboration, celebration, and contribution. And two of your three C's that we're going to talk about today are curiosity and creativity. The third one I don't have in my list, but it kind of circles the whole list, I figure, is courage. That is so important.
It's so important. It's extremely important to me for so many reasons. And I'll say a little bit about courage. To me, courage is resilience. As you know, and is in a little bit of my book, our family lost several immediate family members over a short period of time. And as a result, courage and resilience became a close companion of mine. And living in courage has been my mantra throughout my life and continues to lead me forward. And I created my platform, Living Encouraged, to encourage other people to deal with loss, grief, courage, anything that can support your life in a positive way. Mm-hmm. And so courage to me is just so vital. And so many people are in fear right now. And
I always
think of courage without fear running the program takes inner work at a really deep level. And there's so many layers to work through. So breaking through to the cause and effect of each of these layers requires pretty deep introspection, self-awareness, courageous curiosity, the wisdom to trust what comes up and to do whatever's necessary to make the desired changes so you aren't living in fear all the time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the thing. You know, the media and even social media has so many things that distract us and scare us. And, yeah, there's things that can excite us and also make us feel good. But, you know, you have to be, I've got to be really careful not to look at that stuff early in the morning. I don't look at the internet at all until after I've done my morning pages and meditation, and then I'll post something on Instagram that's positive. But I don't, even then, I don't go through looking at stuff, you know. I don't do that till later in the day.
No, good idea. Good idea. And I don't watch traditional news at all.
Me either.
The programming is. No. It's like, nope. Let's find out what's really going on behind the scenes. But anyway, back to these topics. Curiosity is, I love the topic of curiosity. It's an innate human trait, and it drives us to seek knowledge, explore the unknown, and understand the world around us. I mean, think about children. Everything is about curiosity. It's a foundation upon, you know, living and learning, and it's what discovery is built on. And it encourages us to ask questions, investigate new ideas, and engage in learning. And that inquisitiveness is just priceless. Also, I think it helps give us an open mind. It's great for problem solving, personal growth. And it gives us a lot of skills I mean, without that exploration as a child, I mean, where would we be?
Mm-hmm.
That's what children are all about. When you watch them, it's delightful to watch little kids and see what they're looking at. I'll be at the park walking by, and there's a little kid down in the dirt, you know, looking up something in the grass, and they don't know what they're looking at. Or down at the beach, and they're in the water, and they're digging around, and their little minds are just going, like, what's down there? What is this?
Yeah, I know. I just love being around little kids because of that, you know, because they're just so into their curiosity. And I've always been super curious, and it's actually never left me. And it's amazing how many people I see once they do get older don't value curiosity or don't let themselves be curious. I don't know what it is, but I remember talking about curiosity one time in my Toastmasters club, and I had asked how many people felt that they were curious, and almost nobody raised their hand. You know,
that's sad.
Yeah, and that's even in a Toastmasters club. You know, I mean, if you did it in a regular, you know, auditorium of people, probably get very few also. And curiosity, though, is part of why people stay interested in life and why they stay interesting. You know,
I think a lot of them, maybe they just think it's for children and they've grown out of it. Life's happened and the curiosity has turned into, for a lot of them, creativity. They've had to kind of bypass curiosity as a child and move it more into the creativity phase of their life.
Mm-hmm.
But that curiosity is just everything. It's huge. And like for me, I'm always curious about certain things, and I love photography. So
mm-hmm.
I've taken to doing photography on a micro level because I'm curious about what's inside the plant, what's inside these little sea creatures, what's deep inside there that most people will never see. And it's
mm-hmm.
fascinating. So I've been really playing with that, which is also creative. And it's fun.
Well, you know, and you're right. I mean, creativity and courage too, the courage to do those, but the curiosity and the creativity are so intertwined too. And I think that the more you're aware that all of us are creative, not just
yeah.
somebody who gets paid to do something that's, quote, creative, but like Julia Cameron says in The Artist Way, we're all creative. It's just part of who we are. And part of using your creativity is allowing yourself to be curious and say, I wonder what would happen if we moved this here or if we put that there or if I took this picture and combined it with this picture. You know, like when I'm, for
mm-hmm.
example, when I'm laying out the posters for my shows, you know, I have fun looking at the pictures the guests give me and then thinking, which pictures do I want to put in the poster and which ones do I want to put in the slideshow, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, thanks for putting my new pictures in the slideshow.
You're
welcome. About creativity, it's critical to the well-being of our body, mind, and spirit. And I write about the body, mind, and spirit all the time on my website
mm-hmm.
and on each of my articles. But it's all part of the core of who we are. And I was reading an article in the Creativity Workshop, and it said, it turns out that the parts of the brain that we use in business as usual thinking are
mm-hmm.
totally switched off when we're being creative.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I like that.
Yeah.
And when we express ourselves creatively, we feel this sense of soul satisfaction when we've achieved something that we're so happy about. And when we come together to create with other people, this inspires us, it challenges us, bringing us to places we may not have gone on our own. And then one creative
right.
idea can trigger another and another. It's just kind of delightful, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I like
it. Yeah. Well, and that gets into collaboration. One of my 7 C's is collaboration, which I have right after creativity. And the thing is because collaboration is not only so much fun, but it's like somebody will say this idea and then another person will go, ooh, what if we did this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's divergent thinking, you know,
mm-hmm.
thinking outside
mm-hmm.
the box. And when you've got multiple people there, then you've got multiple people thinking, maybe I hadn't thought of that little thing that this person brought up. And you've got unconventional solutions to problems. It's all part of creativity. Combining those ideas it seems sometimes new and unique to us because we haven't thought of it.
What was that?
It can, when we combine our ideas,
uh-huh.
and there's a new concept someone else brings up,
yeah.
that's new or unique, we're like, wow, I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't think of that, but they did. Wow, this has given me a whole different avenue for my brain to travel on.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows what's going to happen, how your expression's going to change from that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you think about art, music, writers, literature, you know, all these avenues for individuals to express their unique perspective. I mean, as writers, you understand this. I mean,
mm-hmm.
writing a book is not easy.
Yeah.
It is not easy. I'm trying to write another one, a murder mystery, and I was like, oh, my gosh, this is challenging. Yeah, but I talk to friends sometimes, and they give me an idea or, you know, just throw something out there, and I go, oh, I could add that to the book. That would be interesting.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is that as I was writing my book, and I'm sure this is true of you too, I was always writing down ideas on Post-it notes that I would hear things, or whether it was just hearing it after my meditation or while I was writing my morning pages, or what somebody said that stimulated something, or a poster I saw on Facebook or Instagram or whatever, you know, those things
mm-hmm.
can all get cause you to think in a slightly different way or about something that you want to write about. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah. It's definitely.
Well, I have people come up on occasion and they'll say, wow, you wrote a book.
Uh-huh.
That's impressive. Or I'm, wow, I could never do such a thing. But I
uh-huh.
think there's writing in all of us.
Oh, I do too.
And I think there's art in all of us and drawing. And I mean, we drew as little children. And
yeah.
I have artist friends, writer's friends. I have, you know, so many talented friends. And I love watching their expressions of what they see in their mind and in their heart
mm-hmm.
expressed out into the world.
I totally agree.
It's inspiring.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is that, okay, back to courage. Courage is, the word comes from your heart, you know, right? So
yes,
when
yes.
you're having courage, you have to be willing to listen to your own heart. And part of the problem is so many people are trying to impress somebody else or to live the life someone else wants them to live instead of the life that they really feel like they're here to live while they're here on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's true.
And that's where
true.
Curiosity is so important because you start asking questions to your inner being, yourself. And you start asking, well, why do I want this? Or what would be really exciting to me? What would excite me? You know, what would make me feel fully alive? What would just be fun? You know, I mean, that's
mm-hmm.
the other thing is so many people I see think that they can't spend any time doing a creative thing that is, quote, a hobby instead of something they get paid to do. But the joy that you get from doing those things is incredible, and it's something that money can't even buy.
No. Most of the good things in life money can't buy. We all know that.
Yeah, yeah. So true.
I wrote about in my latest article that you wanted, you know, that we're kind of brought up this topic, I say some say curiosity killed the cat, but I say it gives the cat 9 lives.
I love that. Yeah.
Because when our interest is aroused, we explore, perhaps even delving into the unknown, and children
uh-huh.
are especially good at this. And it's so enticing and delights and enlightens. So, you know, for a daily monotonous routine, this can really break it up because it's part of our nature. And curiosity leads to creativity.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you know, courage, sometimes it takes courage to take a calculated risk in something that you think you might not be good at or you might not be able to do. And, you know, a lot of people have to confront their fears. I mean, courage is not always comfortable. It's most of the time, I think it's very discomforting because you have to face something you don't really want to look at.
That's so true because, you know, I mean, the thing is I've seen quotes that say something like, courage doesn't mean that you don't have any fear. It's that you do it anyway. You know?
Exactly. And there's different types of courage. You know, there's moral courage, you know, which we need more of on this planet. But, you know, there's so many types of courage that are out there. And, you know, I had to just kind of, when we lost everyone, I had to figure out, okay, this is going to destroy me, or this is something that's going to make me stronger. And luckily I have my husband, Cody, because without him, who knows what would have happened. I mean, we support each other, and it was devastating, all the things that were happening to the whole family, you know, to my mom, my sisters, you know, the family. It was really a rough time, but sometimes you just got to pull up those courage boots and get out and muck in the mud and slosh through it till you can get to the other side.
I love that.
It makes you more adaptable.
Put on your courage boots and
muck to the other side. Yeah, I mean, it makes you more adaptable and resilient because you can face change and uncertainty head on. You know, and it pushes you past any comfort zone you've known before when you go through the dark night of the soul.
Right.
And I believe that courageous behavior can inspire and motivate others, which I hope my website does, and making just this safe place for people to go. They can explore anywhere on my website and throw in any topic they want, creativity, courage, curiosity. There's a search the website, and there's tons of topics they can go in and be encouraged about.
I was just going to say, I was just recently, while I was thinking about having you on the show today, gone to your website a number of times, and I love that you have your articles from your blog posts down at the bottom. You have to scroll down the home page, and then you get to some quotes, and then you get also to where the recent blog posts are. And the article that inspired me to talk to you about curiosity, creativity, and courage is right in the middle right now of two other articles of yours that are really good. And I always love reading your articles, but this one really just felt like something that I really wanted to talk to you about because I feel it's so important. And I'd really love for people to read that article as well. And then once they read that, they're going to be inspired to read more of the articles that you have on the website as well. And it's funny because I've had you on a number of times, and I'm not sure if we've ever really talked about what's on the website. But
well, I will tell you that I'm having a new website built.
Right.
It will be updated, modern. It won't be that flawless skin picture of me. It'll be me with wrinkles because I'm a little older now, or a lot. And we need to get caught up in time with all of that. But the website's going to be different. I still have my monthly newsletter, which I only send out once a month. People can sign up for the newsletter. But I'm also going to be having an area for my photography, which is an interest to me, things that are about me. And I'm going to have an area for health and nutrition. They'll kind of correlate and mirror back to my husband's website, which he's brilliant at anything health. And, you know, I mean, just like he's amazing. Fitness, health, food,
Cody
exercise,
is amazing,
whatever.
True.
Yeah, Cody is amazing. Everyone agrees with that. And so I'm going to have a lot of recipes. I'm going to have everything about glyphosates and the poisons that are out in our food, how to sidestep a lot of this, the products that they can find, even wines and foods that are chemical-free. So it's going to be pretty extensive. And then that will change all my platforms, YouTube, everything will be updated. So that's really
exciting.
Yeah,
that's a lot of work. And so, but, you know, it sounds like it's going to be absolutely amazing. I mean, I already love the website the way it is, but what you're adding to it is going to be great. And I love that you're going to put your pictures in there too. And yeah, you have so many beautiful pictures that I see on Facebook and that I have in my slideshow, some of them, but yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no, people are always saying, oh, your photography is so good. I actually went to photography school to try and learn. I was processing all my own photos and film, and I just thought, I'm good at it, and I love it, but it's not it for me. So I just enjoy creativity. You know,
I totally get that, because the thing is that I think one of the mistakes that parents make and families make, people make, is that they think that people need to figure out, okay, my creativity is this, your creativity is that. You know what I mean? It's like, I love taking pictures too, capturing moments, but I would not want to just do that as my work. And Dudley, my husband, is amazing at photography, and he's the one. Yeah, and he's also super creative with the graphic design business. So, you know, I love working with him in it, because I get to be pushed out of my comfort zone a lot of times and work on projects that are really fun and really like big puzzles, putting them together. But yeah,
he does big projects though. I mean, he does big projects.
He does more architectural and interiors and aerials, drone aerials. He's so good at those. Yeah. And then, of course, graphic design. But yeah, we're getting off the topic here. Actually not, because it's about creativity and about doing more than one thing. And he's had that problem with people going, oh, are you a graphic designer or are you a photographer? No, I do both. Mm-hmm. Well, you can't do both. No.
You can.
Yes, you can. And not only that, it keeps them from being boring if you did the same thing day in and day out forever. I was talking to somebody
People try and put you in a box.
Yeah.
Right?
And variety.
They try and put you in a box.
Yeah, variety is so important. So I want to say to our listeners out there to explore whatever sounds fun or interesting or whatever you're curious about when it comes to creativity. And
one of my quotes that I love is, when people try and put you in a box, chew a hole in the corner and crawl out.
I know. I love that quote of yours. You have so many awesome quotes of yours in your book and then also on your website. But I wanted to mention, though, for your book, I was looking through my copy of it from when it first came out, and I've got so many yellow highlights and notes in the margins and then filling in the blanks, because you have places to write your answers to things in there. And I am going to order a new copy of it from Amazon, a paperback copy, because the thing is, I want to read it with now and not even have anything already highlighted. I mean, I love this copy and I'm never going to get rid of it. I love that. But
Thank you.
I want to have the new copy too, and then be able to write in the margins what I'm thinking about it now and what parts really stand out to me now. And as I was telling you before, I love also the Kindle version of it. And I have on my Kindle, I am able to highlight things and it's just gray, but other thing that's cool about it is I can unhighlight things, because in the past I tended to have books like yours that I love turn almost totally yellow inside, you know, and you can't unhighlight it once you highlight it with a highlight marker. But I highly recommend people get the paper version so they can write in it, but also that they get the Kindle version if they have a Kindle. Because then you have it with you wherever you are, and you can make the type bigger and maybe just have certain quotes that stand out to you that you look at in the morning or throughout the day. So,
right. Oh, well, thank you. You know, and if anybody does get the book, please feel free to leave a comment on Amazon for me. That would be fabulous.
Yeah, that's that's what we all need to do is write some reviews for Deborah. Go to Amazon and write a review if you already have one of the books.
That'd be appreciated. One of my quotes I really like that was in the Three C's article that I wrote that you like is courageous individuals who are true to themselves feel a powerful resolve that is unshakable, a true conviction of purpose, and a willingness to carry on in the face of any challenge. And I love that.
I love that too.
Another is my definition of courage is living a courageous life happens when we allow the true essence of who we are to rise up and shine for all the world to see, regardless of other people's opinions. Standing in the power of purpose is a pure point of courage available to everyone who cares to utilize it, which brings forward the power alive within. If this power has been diminished greatly, when awakened, it can shatter the fear of moving forward toward an intention or goal. Greatness rises from mediocrity. Lives are altered as awareness shifts to possibility and progress. The union of courage and honor is a great gift from within the heart of every human soul. High five to courage.
Wow.
Oh, do I like courage. I love that topic.
You know, I am getting so inspired to reread that article. I really loved that article the first time I read through it, and I love what you're saying about it. And we don't have that much time left. We only have about 3 minutes left.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, it goes super fast. And I just have to say, though, I love the idea of having the book be about how your life is a movie, and you get to be the director, and you get to pick out the locations and the soundtrack, the music that's going to be in it, what you're going to hear, what you're going to see, what you're going to feel, you know. And, those things
we're living
have,
in a movie.
Yep, we're living in the movie. And like you say in the book, we're living in other people's movies, too, with our movies within other people's movies.
Get them gone, send them to somebody else's movie.
Yeah.
And find some new people to play in your movie.
Yeah. So we have a little over 2 minutes left. So what would you like to leave our listeners with today?
Well, I since our topic is curiosity, creativity, and courage, all together, the behavior shapes our character, all of these, and contributes to our personal collective well-being. So they each encourage exploration, innovation, and resilience, making them crucial elements in living fulfilling and meaningful lives. So I think they're all interrelated, interactive, and something that I would encourage everyone on the call to explore more. And if you go to my website, feel free to sign up for my monthly newsletter. It goes out on the first of every month. And enjoy the free ebook and guided meditation from the beach to the mountains.
And live in courage.
Yeah.
I love the idea of the living in courage. But, but, you know, I think that your book also helps people live in courage. So, you know.
Yeah, I've had a lot of people tell me that it's made a big difference. Or when I send out my newsletter, people email me and say, wow, I was in a really dark place, and that article made all the difference. You know, even if it helps two people, you know, out of all the subscribers I have, it's worth it. It's worth it to me.
Oh, totally. You know, I had told you I'd seen this thing about glimmers, which are the opposite of triggers, and that, you know, there are moments in the day that make you feel joy, happiness, peace, or gratitude. And when you train your brain to look for those, you see them. And that's part of what your book will do for people and your articles will do for people is to help them notice the things that are joyful and to use more of their courage and their creativity and curiosity And like you said, they all intertwine. So.
Yep, they do. And the glimmer brings the glimmer. Okay. Yeah.
Well, we're out of time, so we're going to have to get going. But thank you for all of the ways you live your music, Deborah. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, you're welcome. Everyone out there, whatever your heart says to do, please let yourself be curious, creative, and courageous, and live your music. Bye for now, Deborah. Bye for now, everybody.
Bye. Bye, everybody.